run the show for a minute.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our very impromptu Sunday evening edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Glad to have you with us. Yes, Jimbo's here. He's not here. But he'll be right back. I want to remind everybody that I'm using ordinary playing cards as the focus for the intuitive slash psychic readings we're giving here during the show. I'm holding them up for Facebookers so they will see that I am indeed going to use ordinary playing cards. It's important that a distinction is made, that these are not tarot readings, not essentially oracle readings, and definitely not any other system that's out there. This is the system that my grandmother taught me many years ago on how to perceive the future from an ordinary deck of playing cards. And over those years, there have been miraculous events. Many world events have come through the deck. I mean, it's slightly like sky is the limit in many ways. So I just wanted to mention that we'll be using ordinary playing cards, and also I will be using a full 24 card layout here for each of our callers. And should we turn to Facebook, it's my preferred method to use an entire layout rather than, you know, merely just kind of rifle through some cards. I'd really rather get a good look at you, what your life is like, what your future is becoming. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo, the Magnificent.
Yeah, welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd also like to remind everybody out there that if you're international, let us know. It will give you live international shout-outs anytime during the show that we see you or hear from you, depending on how you're communicating with us. We'll start off with Jeanette in Canada, the Great White North. That is all I see thus far, but there shall be others, typically. Yes, indeed. 515-602-9676. That bar is a number to call in to get your free reading. Call in, you'll hear a thing that says, a message that says that you can listen to the show while you wait, and I just now tested it live. It's all good. We can hear the show. So if you hear silence, some kind of an issue, hang up, call back. That is always, always the best thing to do. I think Facebookers, if we get gapped or anything, we will turn to you. We guarantee that we will if there are openings in the phone call list. Just can't predict promise or anything like that. And we'll give instructions if that arises. So don't attempt to contact us unless we have made it very clear. No matter what, either way, when you hear this sound, the harps, please let your reading come to an end. It's very important that you do so. I know that you probably have a million more questions, but it's a free short reading, and we got to move on to get all the folks in. So let it end when we say, when you hear the harps, give them some respect. Kind of pisses me off when people don't give it respect. It's very simple. Harps, reading over. All right? Everybody listening, right?
Yeah. I think they're listening.
Okay, remember that now. Remember this moment when I play the harps, and we'll see how that goes. But before we do depart with you, let you go as we go to another person that is waiting for their reading, we're going to give you a single healing angel card as the deck of the flavor of the month deck tonight. Yes, indeed. So that's what we shall do before we move on. So remember, harp, let it end, but don't hang up. And I will give you your healing angel card reading. Oh, they're very good messages, and they're short, too. That's one thing nice, short, right to the point. No blah-bitty blah-blah. We have some other decks that we don't use as much, and they got a lot of, they're very winded. International shout-out to Virgil in the UK.
Hey, glad to have you.
Book Omen. Let's see. Yeah, all right. I think, because I'm still kind of running around like a chicken with my head cut off, so I'm still trying to catch up. I think I have done everything I need to do.
You sure know?
I'm sort of sure. I could tell you, though, that today is National Wine Day. Nothing wrong with wine. I don't drink it that often.
I haven't had wine in ages.
Yep. Yes, indeed. National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day. That sounds pretty good. Flounder actually is pretty good fish. And stuffed crab in it, got to be good. Pluto Day. Yay, the planet Pluto, not the Disney character dog or whatever it is. Yes.
Also, I saw you scroll past.
World Whale Day.
Battery Day.
Yeah, I didn't think that was too worthy of mentioning.
You must
check
your devices. See them, whether they're public or they're private, you need to make sure your batteries are ready to go.
A lot of your modern, smarter electronic devices usually have some way of letting you know when the battery's going down.
You know, it's interesting. People up in New England type area, they say batteries. How's your batteries doing?
Yeah, well, you know, the English language can get bastardized all around the world.
No doubt.
Okay, well, do you have any thoughts? Do you have any thoughts, Deb? Any kind of thoughts?
Let me check.
No, she's thoughtless. All right.
I think my head is empty.
She's thoughtless tonight, so we shall grab our first caller, Deb. We're going to go to area code 775. Shall it be Wendy?
Yes.
Hi, thank you. It's nice to speak with the two of you.
Yes,
well,
welcome. Thank
wonderful
you.
To hear from you, Miss Wendy.
Yeah, thank you for holding and being the first caller.
Well, there's two things that are occurring that I'm in shock about. I found a home that I fell in love with, and it's in a beautiful area. And my real estate agent sent me some disclosures, and per the owner, 7 years ago, she had rats, and she says that she hired a professional pest control company, and she's no longer had the situation ever since. And that disturbed me, and I wasn't sure I was going to go through. And then on the 16th, there were more disclosures sent to me, and it now states that owner has been paying monthly maintenance all these years to keep the rats at bay. So I wish that they had informed me before. I paid about $1,000. In a home inspection and a pest inspection, et cetera. And the pest man that I hired says there is active evidence of rats, active. And they show plugged up holes in the attic, and there are rat traps in the backyard. So therefore, you know me, I do research, and I found something on the internet that I think is highly relevant, and it's called the Pest Disclosure Standard in California. Specifically, pests like mice and rats fall into the broad category of disclosure of matters apt to make a material difference in a prospective buyer's deliberations regarding the purchase of a property. So, point is, I should have been informed of something of this magnitude before I invested $1,000 in the appraisal, et cetera, et cetera. So my realtor is not acknowledging that I did not receive this extra piece of information until afterwards, and I think that I should have been informed before I paid for these inspections. I made a decision because I contacted several pest companies, and they said that realistically, because of the history of the house, even though it's really cute and looks beautiful, I would be paying $50 to $100 a month for the rest of my life if I move forward with the purchase. So I backed out. I walked away. So that is one major issue.
All right.
Okay.
And the other one is I've been paying storage space to Door for some garages, and they're set on auto pay. And I just received a letter that says 3-day notice to perform conditions and or quit. And basically they're saying it's $20 a garage more, I guess, but I had no knowledge of this until this minute. And I've tried calling them today and I've emailed them. So there's not much I can do about it until tomorrow. So I hope to God that they have not disposed of my belongings. And I hope they're reasonable. If they raise the rent, they never informed me. Or if they did send out a letter, I never got it. So, my God, if they raise the rent, then just let me pay the extra amount due. So I've got all this going on.
Right. Well, I will tell you, frankly, we broadcast to you from the land of roaches and rats.
Mm.
Okay. We have always had an exterminator. And if all you get is a bill for $50 to $100 a month,
we don't pay that much.
Cheap.
We don't pay that much.
We pay
we pay 120 bucks quarterly. So I guess probably does come out the same. So that comes out to 40 bucks a month,
and
I guess.
And if there are any issues in between during the quarter, they'll come out for
nothing. Yeah, they come out 100 times if need be. For that 40 bucks.
But if you felt that you needed to cancel the contract for the house, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to deal with the rats. I don't care about having an exterminator or not. Especially when they're in the house.
Well,
that's terrible.
I have to think if I buy this house, it's going to be an extra $50 to $100 a month for the rest of my life. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to do it anyway because those things are there.
And also a realtor told me that by law there I was supposed to be informed at the get attitude is I don't want to assume or adopt the current owner's nightmare of financial nightmare and health risk nightmare of taking over her.
We agree with you.
What is
the question?
What would you like to know from the cards?
Yeah.
Well, I've got both. Well, I already canceled the purchase of the house, and I'm going to fight to get the $455 back that I paid for the home inspection because I never would have. I would have backed out and I would have said no. I'm gone.
If need be, you can take them to small claims court or contact.
So I think she probably wants you to look at that.
Okay. Well. It seems
I'm not going to go to small claims court, but I may contact the Attorney General's office and some attorneys next week because per that statement that I read to you regarding the pest disclosure standard in California, it says that I should have been informed prior.
Prior to what?
So I can make an informed decision.
Well, that's the thing. Prior to what? That's what you have to see what the actual...
I was given disclosures about 10 days ago. However, I was given an additional disclosure on the 16th, and I was under the gun to sign. And it was new information that had not been given to me, that the owner is currently and has been paying maintenance for over 6 years, and I was not told about that until the 16th.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Real quick, international shout-outs to Rachel in Australia. Hope she's feeling better. She's got some issues. And Jay in Canada.
Hello there, all. Wendy, you shouldn't have any trouble getting, and if anything, they can probably go after if the landowner or property owner did not. I'm no legal.
Yeah, we don't have any legalness here at all.
But we also have a thing out here of rampant termite damage to homes, and that's one inspection every new owner undertakes on their own.
The VA, if you're getting a VA loan, they require
They require
moisture and termite inspection of the foundation and all the property, but that's usually where they attack.
I can see in your cards you're very disappointed because you really wanted this house. But, considering where you are in terms of your life this is not a problem that you should have to, you know, just absorb and live with. If you're, if you were 25, that could make a, you know, they're not going to care. But at our ages, we don't need to be. Yeah. No, and I don't think your stuff is going to be gotten rid of either.
Yeah, and the storage thing, that's probably, yeah. They probably have, like, computers that sends out these stupid letters anytime there's any kind of a discrepancy at all, payment.
And if you watch Judge, what's his name? Anyway, Judge Judy or the other guy.
Mathis.
Hackett. He always says they assume a certain amount of responsibility when you put your own personal property.
Yeah.
In someone's
house. I've had a storage unit forever, and they're pretty
good. I'm renting two garages at this apartment place where I used to live years ago, and I'm on automatic bill pay with them. So I think what happened was they decided to raise each garage rent by $20, and I had no notification of that. I had no knowledge of it. And so they got the regular payment, and they're saying, hey, you owe us $40, or we're going to dispose of everything and we'll bill you. I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they won't do that. That's just their standard. They got money from you. It's not like they got zero from you in 2 or 3 months. So yeah. You didn't see anything negative in the cards right now.
But
so.
I think you should
It sounds like they want to charge me late fees as well. I don't even know if they're in the office tomorrow. Tomorrow's President's Day. But when I finally speak with them, Are they going to be brutal towards me, or are they going to say, oh, okay, well, you owe us an extra $20. We're not going to charge you a late fee, and we'll just go from there. What will they do?
Wendy, tomorrow is not a retail holiday.
So
anybody
probably
that's
open.
Doing business, it's a federal, mail delivery, probably courthouse.
It's like that bankers will take the day off because stuff like that. All right, real quick, Wendy, we got to move on, but I'm going to give you your your healing angel card reading. I got mixed up because the subject is from an archangel. It's from Archangel Gabriel, however you like to say it, tomato, tomato. Gabriel is probably typically what everybody says. It says, you will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear. So
good luck. I really think the law is going to be on your side.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for the next caller. She's listening. Yeah. If they are, see, the thing with disclosure, but it's your law, your state, whatever you're in, the thing is it has to be clear on when must they disclose it. If they have to disclose it long before, I don't know. See, that's the thing. But you read the law, so you must know. Because if they just have to disclose it before you buy it, well, they haven't, that's the thing.
Well,
I don't know.
Good luck, Wendy. Let us know how it turns out. Before you move on, I would like to say something.
Okay.
Has anybody out there seen the movie American Hustle with Amy Adams and
I have not heard of it.
Bradley Cooper, he had a perm in his hair.
What the heck was he doing?
Who does Jim look like? Put your glasses. You should
Why?
Them on. You look exactly like Christian Bale in that movie. Do you not think so?
I don't bet it's not exact. Christian Bale is not a heavyset guy.
Virgil says no.
Well, I don't know if that's an immediate response. I don't know, but maybe he's saying no. He never saw the movie.
Oh,
Deb.
You got to
remember, there's a 30-second delay. There's
it's
a 30
hilarious.
Second delay.
It really is.
I've never heard of it. Well, I sort of kind of heard of it, but that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. I went to it with late husband. Who was not late then, so.
That's what I was talking about. So that's where you'd have to turn the clock back to find
Jennifer
it.
Jennifer Lawrence, who I think is one hot chick.
She must have been a very young person in that.
Well, she played Bale's wife. She was his.
She must have been 18.
I wouldn't doubt it.
God, because that was a while ago. She's
was
not
like
old.
What would you call her? Like a dumb blonde in the movie.
So. Okay, well, you gotta love those. They make the world go around.
Also, those of you that love Netflix, if you get a chance, watch Yellowstone. Oh, Kevin Costner.
Well, you don't have to have Netflix, but that way you can stream it at your leisure. But they're like this weekend they were doing a thing that started
the
Friday.
The whole series. I got sucked into it.
There's a lot of good ones out there. There's only so many hours in a day for one human to watch good stuff and still do other things. That's the problem.
And his daughter.
Millions of other things.
She likes to get naked in this series.
Yeah, but it's not naked.
Well, they showed a cold back view of her.
Back view. That's nothing.
But all the cowboys were out there and saw the front. Unless she had one of those merkins on. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I honestly believe you could have been his stand-in.
Who?
Christian Bale.
Well, I cannot agree or disagree because I've never seen it. So, but I know who that guy is,
yeah.
And I don't have the same features as that guy. He's kind of a skinny guy.
What do you mean, Rachel? You thought it could be Hillbilly Billionaires.
Yeah, remember, there's delay here, so we don't know.
We are hillbillies, you know.
What?
We're hillbillies.
How so, Deb?
From our heritage. We're hillbillies.
Okay, well, Deb is self-proclaiming herself, but not myself.
Yeah, well, we know you're special, Jim. All right, would you like to move on?
You need
on?
To watch some of those reality shows about hillbillies, and you'll see what a hillbilly really is. We are not that.
Well, we might be. Okay, I'll put it this way. I think that all of us over here in the U.S. of A., a lot of us are about one step away from being poor white trash.
As opposed to what? What other kind of trash? What other kind of white trash?
Hillbilly billionaires. No, I'm kidding. No, but...
Area code 312, Illinois, 312. Welcome to the show. Caller number two.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. I've spoken with you guys before back in January and wanted to call and give an update and also get an update.
Okay. What is your name, please? Just
my name is Marquis, and thank you very much for the ebook. That's been a gem and super fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
And it's a PDF, isn't it? So you can search
it
right?
Is a true gift, and I also want to take the class because it's. I mean, I can read Tarot. My grandmother used to read the playing cards, and so when I learned about you, I immediately was drawn, you know, to you and followed you through your website and then Blog Talk, and so I'm just happy to be here now. I tried to get you on Valentine's Day, but of course it was a circus, so I'm lucky to be here today. So thank you.
Sure. Well, we're glad you joined us and held patiently because I know you were on hold for a long time. We thank you for that.
Thank you. So last time we spoke, you'd mentioned, both of you guys had mentioned there were big changes coming, that I would have a lot of success in movement in my career sector. And so that's happening now. I'm getting so many interviews, and I just think it's a matter of time before I land something, as you said, a sizable income, more than I've ever made in my life. Even though I'm, you know, degreed and all of that, it just seems like an auspicious time. So I just wanted to say confirmation on that prediction that you made for me a few weeks back. But tonight I'm calling about love, and my person of interest has gone silent. He's done this before. But it feels different this time. I feel different this time. So I'm just wondering what's going on. You know, we didn't have an argument or anything like that, but just maybe I'm stronger, you know, than he would like. And as an alpha female, I know a lot of men don't like to hear that, but it's true. So I don't know, maybe we're in an impasse or maybe it's over and I'm the last to know. I'm not sure. So I'm calling to get a little bit of insight about that tonight.
Okay.
How is it that people just do that? They go poof.
Because it's easier
and, you know,
to put your head in the sand than to deal with the...
It's easier.
Yeah.
It's easier. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, Jimbo.
Yep.
It's easier.
No, you're right.
I gave a lot to this gentleman, you know, not to talk about, like, no one's better than anyone about education or socioeconomic, just like you guys were talking. We're all a couple of paychecks, honey, away from being homeless, okay? It doesn't matter the degrees or anything like that. If you're not a millionaire, and even there's such a thing as a poor millionaire, okay? So I have friends who,
yeah,
they're millionaires, they want me to pay. They want me to pay, right? So, but I helped this gentleman a lot, and it's a little bit disappointing to feel like you've invested so much into someone, and then... To be discarded. So I'm just trying to get some answers. You know, I understand he might have personal issues or whatever's going on, but I know you'll tell me the truth and I know you'll be kind. So that's why I'm here tonight.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, how long has it been since you've communicated or been in touch?
It's been a few weeks.
Okay.
Wow, that's a long time.
I agree.
I mean, that is a long time. It's one thing, a few days,
yeah.
is, you know, is what it is, but weeks.
No, 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 it's
that's
a few weeks.
That's a sign. That is, yeah.
It's
well,
a true
like
sign.
Said, yeah, and like she was saying, and I agree, a lot of people just, it's just, they don't want to have, that's just the easy, cowardly path is just to block all communication so you don't have to deal with something that you don't want to deal with. Just put your head in the sand type of stuff, it's, which isn't good for
yeah.
the other person. It's terrible.
Well, remember,
it's very
right.
disrespectful to the other person you are with, or sort of
there.
With.
Watch Sex and the City. Remember, some guy broke up with Sarah Jessica Parker in a post-it note. But, I
yeah.
mean, she was real upset about that, but at least she said something.
Exactly.
Have you tried to
and
reach
I,
out? No?
Yeah. I had helped him some months back. I mean, he's been through a myriad of changes, but I had reached out to him a couple of weeks back because he started a new job. I mean, during the time we've been together or just knowing each other, he's been in and out of jobs, just a lot of chaos in his life. I mean, some people call it a midlife crisis. Some people just call it the cycle of change, but, you know, whatever you want to call it, that's been his process. And I've been there, like, to help him and sort of helped to guide him, helped him with his resume, helped him with a lot of documentation, helped prep him for interviews, all these different things. I mean, I'm very surprised that he would handle me in such a cowardly and callous way, but I already know the answer, but I just want to hear, you know, from someone that's going to be real with me. But yeah, I did reach out about a week ago when he started a new project, something I helped him with, and I just said good luck. But, you know, this time I'm not chasing at all. You know, I'm not chasing it all. Nah. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yep.
Well,
nope.
I'm glad to hear that because, frankly, he's not worth it. You know, this is not the kind of man you can give all kinds of time and attention to. He's only going to disappoint you miserably
right.
in the end. He's got some big problems. And
okay.
one of them I see here is that he will take a fine woman like you, take advantage of you in certain ways. But deep down, he is, let's see, how do I want to put this? He can't hold the job, I think, because he's got an addiction. What I'm seeing here is he is addicted. It's either drugs, alcohol, something like that. And
clown porn, maybe?
Yeah. What did you call it?
Is he addicted to clown porn?
I've never
heard of it. Or midget porn. Hey, he can be addicted to a lot of things. It doesn't have to be a substance. So, but anyway.
No, yeah. But the card that
you thank you for that, Jimbo.
Yeah. Okay.
I just threw it out there. You got to think outside the box sometimes, you know?
Oh, my God.
So to speak.
He can't be true to anybody. And if you want to put this in your cap as a bit of a feather, he disappeared on you before he really did major damage to you emotionally or otherwise. So what he likes to do is get hold of women who are vulnerable that want to take
mm-hmm.
care of him, and then he hits them up for money.
Okay.
And apparently it never got that far with you, but that would have been...
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Well, and if somebody does that on a regular basis, they probably, after they do it a few times, they probably get a sense when that somebody is not a good candidate anymore.
And that's
yeah.
what I think.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of a long time ago, I dated a guy from another city. He came down, took me out. I mean, I was very young then. Took me out, and he brought me back home, and he said, I got to tell you right here, I can't see you again. And I was like, why?
Mm.
You want to know why? Because I'm too much of an asshole for a nice girl like you. And he
okay.
walked away. And I thought, at the time I was like, well, shucks, I really liked him. But then I
what?
Realized that was quite a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, for me. So I think for you, there's a compliment in this that he realized
okay.
he was barking up the wrong tree. And he never would have been true. He would have never been honest. I mean, there's a lot wrong with him. So
okay.
obviously, yes, indeed.
Well, and I feel bad when I have to give readings like that. But
oh, it's okay. I can take it.
I got to tell you, the timing here is going to end up being perfect for you because he needed to be out of the picture for somebody way better to have the space to come in. And he's coming. He's going to be on your level as far as intelligence, emotional maturity, and he's a heart. I love that. Men that are depicted as king or jack of hearts are truly, truly caring. They've got like a heart made of jello. They're just so tender. They make great caregivers. They're wonderful in nursing or in a profession, not where they're doctors making, analytic choices, but they're more So you got a new man coming and it's going to fit like a glove. It really will. So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
And I'd be happy to have you in my class, which is coming, thank God, very soon. So
I'm excited. I'll be there.
Oh, I am too, and thank you. I'm glad you asked for a copy of
the
e-book.
The book is fabulous.
Well, that's awesome.
You.
And you can keep it forever and ever. And electronically is nice.
Yeah.
And you can print it. Some people still like to print, and you can print at your leisure. But
absolutely.
Or the electronic thing is nice. If it's a searchable PDF, you can search for keywords and stuff like that. It's very cool. So.
And use it on your devices, all devices. Yes.
Yeah.
That is, yep, absolutely. Your iPhones and Androids will pull up PDFs. No problem.
Oh, and also, on my website where it says free reading, bookmark that because I've got to hire somebody that can help me ever since iPhone. Is that what you call it, iPhone? I don't have them. But ever since they did
Apple,
operating system upgrade, it did something to my app. So I've got to get that fixed. Yeah, but in the meantime, the same program is running on my website. So bookmark that. I have people that will not even make a business decision until they consult that thing. So it will help you in your learning.
Okay, thank you.
Here's your healing angel card before we move along. Subject is integrity. Be flexible, but also true to yourself. Stand by your beliefs and values, and others will stand by and believe in you.
I think that is great, and it really confirms about the situation.
Well, yeah, obviously that person was not going to stand by in her beliefs, so he was not meant to be with her.
I think so, too.
Basically the person sounded like he was very broken, and nobody wants broken people.
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, broken people are only going to bring down.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Inner child issues. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
yep.
You're so
absolutely.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're glad that you called, and you can call again and again as many times as you like. We appreciate that.
Okay. I love you guys. Take care. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Take care. Love you too.
She has a very good broadcast voice. Very clear.
Oh,
she enunciates really well.
She does.
She's from Illinois, but she doesn't have the heavy hardcore Chicago dubbers and stuff like that. She has a very good.
Or like
she enunciates perfectly.
Suzanne, now that
international shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
You sent me an email and there was nothing in it, so I wrote you back. But were you actually looking for an e-copy of
that's what
book?
I'm guessing. She just sent you an email, so you had something to send her an e-copy back. But let her confirm.
And any of you can have it. It was my Valentine's Day gift to all of you.
It's not Valentine's Day anymore.
No, but I'll still honor it.
For how long? Forever and ever and ever?
No, but as long as... Why do you do this to me?
I want to know, because Valentine's Day is coming past.
He needs to be like a prosecutor.
I'm just saying, you set a date. You start pushing that date around, then nobody believes anything you say anymore. You got to be hard and fast on your date. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I have to thank you. And congratulate you, Suzanne.
If anybody wants the book, she's going to extend the date.
Yeah. But I have to tell you.
Email Deborah.
You guys call them crisps and we call them chips. That is the hardest thing for me to give up. I have a kind of a sensory thing where that crunch is like.
And then you should start taking Love for Pork Rinds back.
I know, yeah. Okay, Rachel, yes.
Yes, you anybody know, that would like the e-copy, just simply, the simplest of all simple things to do is to go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website. There's a contact button.
I don't know if it's working.
I believe it's working, or you would never get readings ordered. You'd be screwed in the pooch, and people have contacted you before.
Oh,
if it's not working, they can tell us.
Virgil, absolutely. You and Jim look like George Clooney.
Yeah, I look exactly like him because of my dark hair and the dark beard. He's always had that.
I don't think your bank accounts do, though.
Anyway.
Virgil, I've got to tell you something, because everybody else can learn from this. In the cards, when because I know all of you, you do come through in my own readings. You are a jack of hearts. So even though it may seem like you wear a cement overcoat underneath, you've got a heart that's just special.
All right, let's go to the next caller.
And Jim, you're just a jack of spades.
Yeah, whatever. All I know. All right, here we go. 520. Oh, Lisa.
A jack
Hello,
of spades.
There.
You guys are too cute.
Yes. Jack of spades. Those are the people that are cut and dry. It's this way or it's that way. It's right or it's a crime or it isn't. Okay, they're like that. There's no gray. No.
There are no 50 shades of fucking gray. That's bullshit.
And you have a duality. This is Lisa, right?
This is Lisa, Deb. Yes, hence the old Lisa introduction I gave.
Okay, well, you have a duality. In your readings, you come through as the Queen of Diamonds some of the time. And that's a woman who knows how to make money. You know how to generate, profit. You're very good at spending money properly. It's very asset oriented. And then your other side is the Queen of Hearts. So if you think about that, somebody that you might visualize sitting there counting out $100 bills, and then there's this woman over here who's got it like a daisy, and she's going, "He loves me. He loves me not." You know, like we all did years ago. Yeah. So that's your duality. You know, sometime we could do this. We can do a show where if you want to know if whoever's watching, if you want to know who you are in the cards or who your significant other, that kind of thing. Okay.
No. Okay.
Yeah, we can do lots of, Jim, don't beat up
I'm mad
laptop.
At my keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
I cut my nails. I can't even blame fingernails.
Oh, I wish you could see us, Lisa. Jim is wearing a new shirt tonight, and I'm going to put out a little ad. I'm not an affiliate.
And a shout-out to Laura in Canada, another neighbor to the Great White North of us.
The shirt came from Temu.
Temu.
Is it Temu?
They say Temu. They say Temu.
It wasn't even eight American dollars.
Their old commercial popped in on my phone. I didn't want it, and they said, Temu.
Oh, it's real nice and...
This is the best of them. I picked the best one.
Go ahead.
I won't go buy a shirt because I have 15,000 in my closet.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, I love that website, but someone from the White House a few months back was saying be careful of them.
Well, I have to arms in Iran or anything like that.
Well,
no,
you know what?
No,
FCC's letting them do commercials.
It was like they are getting information. And a friend of mine, you know, when you download their app or just order, and I have ordered stuff from them, and I do like their stuff, but a friend of mine suggested you just get a burner credit card or whatever those are and use that way.
Yes, you can use there are some little cards you can get. Yeah, that happens sometimes. You just got to try. You got to just refresh it, Deb. It's just life.
Okay.
Life in the fast.
Well,
lane.
And I'm not saying that they are, you know, underwritten by Jesus or anything like that. But
no.
I'll tell you, so far everything I've received has been very good quality. He's getting a lot of compliments on this shirt.
I picked the best one of the crop. Yep.
See, I have pretty feet.
Never, ever did I say you did not ever in my life, right?
No.
I have never, ever, ever, ever said he has not.
That look like Swiss cheese. And I'm like, Jim.
I don't wear holy shirts. I don't wear shirts with holes.
They're old and you're hillbilly.
And then, you know what? Her version of old is not old.
No.
Oh, God.
We'll
take that discussion for later.
And I work at a shipyard. So, sure, a lot of time I spent in the office. But at any moment, I could go down on a ship where they're painting, there's dirt, there's grime, there's shit. I don't want to wear a super nice shirt and go down there and fuck it up.
Okay.
So I wear a shirt that's nice-looking office shirt, maybe 5 years old. But if I go down and I screw it up, I'm not going to cry like a baby because, hey, that shirt's 5 years old. I've got paint on it. Screw it.
They're more like 15.
Oh, nope. I'm throwing the bullshit flag. You've heard of Vlad the Impaler?
Who's that?
That's the guy they think maybe that they made Dracula after. Vlad the Impaler. He's a real guy that would impale people. She is Deb the Embellisher. That is Deb the Embellisher. That's her name. She will go down in history books. Deb the Embellisher lived in the late 20th century of the United States. She embellished a lot of people. My shirts are older than dirt. I got my shirt from Moses. He handed it down to me.
So funny. God.
Go
right,
ahead,
Lisa,
Deb. Lisa probably would like a reading eventually.
Well, this is, you know what? I was talking to the neighbor. He sent me a text about stuff I'd put in his freezer or whatever. And he said, do you want it? We haven't talked in a while.
Okay.
We had not talked.
You were going out Friday night. You were going out.
I've been out every night. Three times during the day. We haven't talked. No. And then he was in and out, but then I was in and out more than he was. And then I was gone, and then yesterday I went to Mardi Gras, and I was all dressed up with feathers and blah, 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 and he was home, and I don't know if he watches. We can see each other, when we're leaving. Or he can see more of what I'm doing than I can. But so, anyway, we hadn't talked, and I got the text this morning and said, do you want, your two items I had over there in the freezer? And so then we were talking about something else, and then we went right into it as going back and forth about the issue at hand. And then he was saying, I don't know, it was just back and forth. And I said, bottom line is the only time I feel good being around you is when we're by ourselves in the house or we're in the car by ourselves. Other than that, you're not invited. You're never coming. And that's what I'm sticking to. And you're not, period. And he's going at me with, well, this is not, blah, 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 blah. It's just all the same words. And finally, and then I said, oh, by the way, I have something for you. And he said, what? And I went up and I was kissing him all over and hugging him. And I missed you.
We jumped from you're never coming out with me to you were jumping all over him and kissing him.
Yeah, I was just letting him know. I was just letting him know that he can't come with me, period. And we can be in the house together or we can be in the car together. Those are the two places, and that's it. And he kept, presenting his argument. Whatever argument that was doesn't hold water. And then
I would say, let them know that it is not, there's nothing to argue. That is a fact. That's it. Those are the laws of the land and there's nothing to discuss.
Yeah.
It's not negotiable. You got to tell them it's not negotiable. And every time he starts trying to negotiate it, you got to have some kind of standard thing on your copy and paste. Not negotiable.
Okay, sure.
Change the subject. Not negotiable. Change the subject.
If a man said this to me, I'd wonder what is going on down there.
She's telling him. He knows.
Privy to.
He knows.
Yeah.
She's out in public. If she was doing something really, really bad, she wouldn't go to places that were nearby that everybody would know. She would go to some clandestine, strange places if she was doing bad things.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. And
I
would just stop. I would say stop trying to change what I have said. This is
exactly
the way it's
and then
to
I went out early this morning for a coffee, another neighborhood coffee with a different house. And I'm exhausted really from all this going out stuff. Then I came back and then we were talking more. He kept asking me, well, where did you go? And I just looked at him like, what? And I said, it's no one you know, you know, and I said, I don't know what the purpose of that was. And then he kept calling me and saying he had to come into my place because he had to check something in the heater. I had to come in two different times, and I had Valentine balloons in my living room. I was going to give him one, but we weren't talking, so I didn't give him one. And then he's looking at my place, and he saw the balloons, and I said, oh, here, I was going to give you this one, and you can have it now. And he said, oh, you're just telling me stories. And so anyway, it is what it is. I'd rather be
on what
we're getting along than being on the outs because, you know, I broke a dresser drawer. It fell on the floor accidentally, and I can ask him to repair it. And, you know, it's just nice to have, and he's checking my heater. You know, it's nice to have friendly words rather than being on the outs.
Okay, so what is your question for me? So I
what
am
is the
clear.
Future, what does the card say as far as us two here as it stands now? Do the cards say that this will be resolved or?
Well, here's the, you know what? This. What is this? If I said, hey, if you have something that needs to be resolved, what would you define that situation that needs,
well,
what needs to be
resolved? Well, then
he came over
and he said, let's go to that place, nature place. He said that today. Let's go do that. And then he said, oh, I'm so tired, though, because he's been taking on more more commitments as far as, you know, helping with different situations with different people. Well, his trade was in the construction trade, and sometimes people ask him for help, assistance, and so.
And he provides it.
Yeah, and I think he has told me in the past he's going to put a limit on the free stuff, and if he does anything, you know, he might consider charging.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, if, plus, maybe he needs to limit the people that he helps out. Just very close, intimate circle of friends and only minor stuff. Right. But anyway, back to Deb.
Well, I think what you have is what you're going to get endlessly into the future. There's always going to be, what I'm seeing here that comes up a lot, is Eight of Clubs, and that's a card of frustration. And we'll say, like, you're trying to fit a round peg into a square hole, and you're like, oh, what are you nodding?
I just drank some beverage. No, it was good. This
and
is a good beverage. But anyway,
he would really like to get involved in a business pursuit with you. He thinks the two of you would be awesome at it. And I can't say you wouldn't. But as far as a personal relationship, I don't know. It's very ambiguous. Let's go that way in the cards. But one of you is going to have to give in to the other. He's going to have to accept your boundaries and just live with that. Yeah. Or you have to.
Or you have to submit to his control.
No.
One or the other. Well, that's she's saying. She's saying there's two paths in these cards in order for you guys to stay together. That's the only way you can stay together. She says there's two paths.
No,
either he does something or you do something.
I could have sworn months ago you told us that you like being a submissive woman. Yeah, I may be confusing you.
Okay,
no.
You are confusing. No, she's not that.
No.
Then hit the delete key on that.
You did not hear you did not hear that.
I mean, in the beginning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was a mess when I moved here in the beginning, and he charmed me in his way, and you know, sometimes he would come to the door and yell my name, and it was like I was Blanche from Streetcar Named Desire. Not Blanche, but who was that chick that would come down the stairs and call on Marlon Brando's shoulders?
Stella?
Yeah.
Was it
and it felt like that.
Know.
you know, I was a little whacked out, you know, but it wasn't, no, I'm not submissive. No, we go at it because I don't know. And today I went out, yesterday I went out and I had a blast yesterday. Oh my God. And it was, you know, I could hug men. I've got friends, men friends now, along with girlfriends, and we hug each other. We mold our bodies together because we're comfortable with each other. You know, we've partied a lot now, and it's not like we're going to get married or go to bed, but we're comfortable.
Well, tell me, if you can, what do you love about this neighbor? You know, I don't think we've ever talked about this. What do you love?
Wow. His masculinity, his experience, life experience. We've shared a lot of stories and doubts. We've talked a lot. We've taken these trips and talked a lot. Our family histories. We've talked about our family histories. He's talked about his life experiences. I've talked about mine. We have a commonality between us about certain things that, you know, we share. And he's smart. He's funny. And he laughs at a lot of stuff, whatever I say or do. And I'm laughing with him about his stuff. We share the humor. And I find him to be really sexy.
Okay.
All righty then.
Well, got quite a list there, and yet somebody else might say, I don't know, I just do.
You know, those are a lot of qualities that I've had with every one of my past relationships.
Yeah.
Doesn't make them the special one, though. It's like, oh, yeah, we get along, we groove, we can chat, we chit-chat, we bang, you know, we got some common interests, we have some things that we don't
in there.
I'm just saying in general, that is common. Yeah, so I can see that those are common traits that does make people come together. And that's, I'm not digging at her. I'm just saying, yeah, that's why. That's why people like to hang out with other people.
You know, I have told him how his hair flips up above his ear before he gets a haircut, and I'll say, don't get a haircut. It looks gorgeous, and it breaks my heart with its beauty, the way it waves around his ear. You know, that kind of stuff. I love when he moves. He blows his nose and his nose moves because he's got a snoz on him. And I just love his earlobes. You know, I mean, I could go down the list of what I love.
I bet you could. Well,
I bet I could go make a list of things that you don't know that you love.
What? Oh, God. You know, Jim, once you've seen one, you pretty much have seen them all.
Well, it's not about seeing. It's not about seeing, Deb.
That was an evil laugh. Listen to that.
Because I don't have to spell things out. She knows what I'm talking about.
the shadow knows.
Yep. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
And women.
Well, that's true. They should have. Yeah, that was an old show, black and white. But yeah, it should be men and women. Yes, indeed.
Well, they have this one for women. Hell have no fury.
Well, that's
a woman scorned.
Is that from the Bible?
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. I'm not one of those. I know a little bit about the Bible, but I don't know. Like some people can quote every frickin' verse, but no. Anyway.
So, anyways, he wants to work in business with you. You actually have quite a future ahead in that respect, but he's got to get off this kick he's on about needing to go where you go. There's no commitment here. You know, so if he thinks you're out playing footsie with some other guy, that's your privilege.
It's my prerogative.
Yeah.
I was going to say that word.
Yep.
No, he can't go. No. And I told him that. I said, you've made it your business to try and find out where I've been going, and I've told you no, and it remains no. It needs to be my space and only my space.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody should have the space they think they need in any relationship.
You
and
know,
if
I
the other person's not comfortable with it, then you don't stay together. Everybody has to get comfortable with any boundaries that are put up.
True enough.
And they're different from person to person. Not everyone's the same. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can do things together, but they have to be agreed upon.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff, no.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm having a great time out there. And
I
don't want to
give up something that is making you feel good
because
somebody's uncomfortable. You should not have to do that. Nobody should change you.
You were in suspended animation for the longest time over this man. And now you are actually creating a life for yourself.
At least I figured out some path to peacefully coexist, and that's fine. You do this, and then you do that with him. And if he's not down with that, it's not gonna succeed. And he should not have to change, and you should not have to change if he's not willing to.
Yeah.
Anyone on the planet that would tell me they didn't want, if they told me the things that I've told him, you can't come here, you can't come there, I wouldn't do it. Why would I? No. It doesn't make sense.
I wouldn't do it either, but then that means I did something to trigger that response from that person. I did something wrong. If I had a significant other, you cannot come to these places ever, like off limits. I'd be like, ooh, I screwed up or she's got some Nazi issues or something. But obviously that is on him. That's not on you. He created those boundaries.
And look at Lisa. He recited a dirty poem at a gathering.
I brought that up this morning.
Yeah.
I brought it up.
That's hilarious. That's actually hilarious that he didn't know that that was a problem.
Yeah.
I've said to him, you know, these are the issues. I outlined them again today. And I said, this is not I said, the only times I trust you is when we're in our houses alone or we're in the car. And I said,
when
that's
there's no
it.
Other
and
humans
he,
around. Yep.
Right. And he said to me, like an hour later, he was coming in my house to look at something, the heater or whatever. And he said, let's nature walk. And so he was, you know, accepting the thing of us being together. And he said, oh, I'm so tired because he's been really, you know, putting on schedule for himself.
I'm tired. Can't you see she's pooped? A little Blazing Saddles musical there.
Yeah, sorry, Lisa.
I'm sorry. I segued to a Blazing Saddles song. I'm so tired. Madeline Kahn.
The direction I really think he wants, and he may not even know this, but it's under... What is sure to come true
sure
is the designation. And those of you that learned this from me, oh, you're going to love that designation. He wants to get into the house building business. If he has not mentioned it, we're rolling around in his mind, okay?
Yeah, you know.
But he doesn't want to be pounding the nails. He wants to be like what would you call him? The supervisor.
Yeah, foreman, like a foreman or a manager of the whole project. Project manager, they call a lot of them. It depends on what kind of titles the different companies use.
And here is something for you to really get a good kick out of. If the two of you were ever to get married, he's going to want you to sign a prenup.
Oh, come on.
No, right here.
That's incredible. What has he got that she? Come on.
No.
The hell has he got that he needs to protect?
He is of Italian origin.
Yeah.
And there's probably assets that have gone down through the generations. But I think it's hilarious because it's not in his hands at the moment. But if anybody should have. Need a prenup, it should be.
That's what I was saying. That's why I thought that was ironic.
Oh, no. I know I plan on getting married. I haven't nailed down the entity that I'll be marrying the person. But
the
I
entity,
would have.
It could be a poltergeist. She might have a poltergeist sometime, you know.
Yeah. I would have a prenup. No, no.
Yes, the
God
entity,
sake,
maybe
no.
An alien. It could be from another planet or dimension.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. You're open-minded. And another place.
You
could be a Martian. She's like a female Captain Kirk.
Her cards have transitioned over the past year from extreme.
Over a year, even.
Well, there was grief. There was confusion. There was you, like, at a crossroads. Lisa. You had no direction, no idea where to go.
No, because she was just kind of tossed back into life.
And
you
that's
know?
Right. And
without her choice. She was like, here you go, you're back.
That's
you go.
I would want to thank him for, if you ever go separate ways, is that thank you for helping me with all that healing.
Well, sure. I mean, like I say, life's a journey and you meet people and then sometimes you don't have contact with them anymore, but they came along your path for a purpose. Sometimes it was a good thing. Sometimes you think it was negative, but it still had a positive influence on
sure
you.
Did.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then today,
go ahead.
Today he was telling me, you will never meet anyone like me that is the best person for you and you need me in your life. So he was, going on that. He does get on that tangent. And,
ooh, that's not a good tangent.
Yeah.
That's not good throwing the need word out. That only one person throw the need person out, and that's the person saying what they need. Nobody else should tell another person what they need, ever. That's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell my dog what my dog needs because it basically has the mind of a child, but we are adults.
Well,
yeah.
I think in that, she's saying to her, I need you.
But she's saying it the other way around.
I think you need me.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to admit that. He wants her to seem, to be the one to, because he doesn't like the way that she sets boundaries. Obviously, that's not his thing. He doesn't want women to set boundaries on him, obviously.
No, he wants to be the king.
Right.
Okay, and the queen just sits there and looks pretty, you know.
Except there's been a lot of queens that have ruled many a nation and started many a war, too. But, you know, not, I guess, in today's people's fairyland mind. But, yeah. So, all right, what do you got? Anything, any final summarizations you have there, Ms. Deborah?
No, I think that we covered.
You covered everything?
Yeah.
So you don't, you just kind of.
She's in charge. She's calling the balls here.
Yeah, and that's probably driving him nuts.
It is.
But it has to be how it has to be.
So, what's his name? The
Placid Sultan.
Gets to go there, and you don't have a problem with that.
Well, she has no. She can't control that. She can't tell the Placid Sultan what he can or cannot do. She can't do that.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Right. So that's a different ball game, but yeah. So that is what that
but
is.
But now it could get a little sticky, just saying here, if the Sultan asked your neighbor to go with him down to one of these haunts of yours, he's there with the other guy.
But
well,
doesn't matter.
You've seen
she
it
laid
happen.
Boundaries out.
What?
Yeah. You've seen it happening where he's going to come in, So it, I don't know. I have a girlfriend, and I've said to her what I've said to him, this town is getting too small for both of us. And she said, look, you've laid the groundwork here. This is your community. You can't leave over this. And well, I wouldn't think about it like that, but I'm just, sometimes I get my back up against the wall with him. And if he does walk in with a flaccid Sultan, I'll just be myself with everyone else.
Yes, but if he starts being a problem, I would ask a friend. I would leave with a friend. Say, I'm not going to deal with this. If he starts being a jerkwad.
Yeah.
Instead of creating a scene, I would say, "Oh, let's go. Whoever your friend is, let's get out of here because this guy's trying to start some shit."
You guys got a paradigm shift going now, and it'll be interesting to see how this ultimately ends up.
Because remember, in the past, he's always tried to insert himself and I am put his arm around her and it's her property and stuff, and if he tries that crap, that's not good.
Well, he's got a big ego, no doubt.
Well, maybe that bridge will never have to get crossed, but you've seen that it's going to happen it probably is. He's probably not going to be able to help himself eventually. He's going to violate the boundaries that she's laid down.
Like the previous lady that called us, Lisa, you are an alpha female too. So he kind of has to
which is funny how humans must differ from the wolf pack, because usually the alpha male and the alpha female get along pretty good.
They do.
But it doesn't seem to work that way with humans. It doesn't seem to work that way real well with humans. They don't get
along. Yeah, and Yeah, and he can go on the nights that I don't go or the days that I don't go, he can go. We can take shifts.
That's true. I mean, if he was actually, you laugh, but if he was, but he's not, he doesn't even want to talk about that. He doesn't want to admit that he's accepting your boundaries. He doesn't want to.
See how things gradually change? Before, you used to be really caught up in, I wonder what he's doing tonight. Where is he? Who's he with? And now you're more concerned about you. So your boundaries.
What's
your
place. She's kind of realized that everybody has a right to do their own thing on their own time. So she says, do what you got to do. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Well,
and there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, if both people are okay with it, I've had a lot of relationships that were like, you know, hey, during the course Monday through Friday or whatever, we don't live together. So if I go out with my buddies, I go out with my buddies. No big deal.
Yeah.
You got to trust. And you trust the other person.
But
if
Jim,
you don't trust the other person, then you don't be with them.
But Jim had women that would case his place.
Well, and women can have guys. Usually guys are the bigger offenders than the women,
And
stalker type people.
Yeah, and she'd call him and say, whose car is in front of your house?
Yeah, it could be anybody's because I live in a neighborhood. Everybody parks on the street. That's whose car it is. I don't freaking know. But yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here's your card.
Here is her healing angel card. Ah, it's from an archangel, too, Raphael. Feel yourself surrounded by my emerald green light. Ah, that's right, he's the emerald green light person. I, Archangel Raphael, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear, and the sun will shine eternally bright. Trust.
Well, that's what I think. You're moving in a direction toward a new future. And he's trying to, hold on to your arm and pull you back. But he's going to lose you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
all
right,
well
thank
sorry.
You so very much. Lisa
thank you both.
Has been on hold
you
for a long time.
Well, you are the Cupid.
News for the soul. So 6 p.m., an hour earlier. So that for you is like 3 p.m.
It is. Yes, it is very early for Lisa. And those
so if
on
you
the
want
West
to
Coast.
Talk to us, that's where you'll find
we shall be
well,
early.
You guys are the Cupid Angel Love Doctors.
Oh, well, thank you. I love
thank you.
That.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love you both.
We
all right, well, yes.
Too.
Yes, indeed, Lisa. You take care, and we shall talk to you again, my Shetty.
Yes, we will.
All right, Deb, we've extended the show. I think we have put a little bow and a wrap on it, right?
I want to tell those that are waiting. This has been a continuing case study for us, that we have been following Lisa since a year ago, October.
It was the fall of
23. And it was also to demonstrate what personal prophecy is capable of doing in terms of
the fall
of
22. I don't know. I can't do math very well. It was the fall of 2022. Yes.
Oh, Jim is like some kind of brain when it comes to math. Don't believe me.
I know nothing.
So, we do not rush readings when people call the show. All right, and this was an important one that we always give her enough time because we've been following her and seeing how this has been going.
Well, we don't rush readings, but when they're over, they're over. Like sometimes the reading's over and sometimes maybe it's got a little longer to go. That's why the harp doesn't – otherwise we'd have an hourglass here with a time.
And
it all depends on the reading, how long.
It's very hard for me because I feel so invested in all of you.
And she has a lot of dynamics going on. And some people just have a quick question.
Yeah.
Boom, and then it only takes 5 minutes. So it depends. But where's the heart?
Yeah, and the thing is we want to make sure that we give you, this isn't a show where I'm going to go, yep, he's an asshole, all right. You better kick him to the curb right now. We want to look beyond that.
Now, I would do that kind of reading. If I was the person, because that's me.
You would? Well, you...
I'd be like,
Jim,
that dude's a jackwad. Kick his ass to the curb. It's only going to get worse.
Jim and I used to go into a virtual world years ago, before the 7 years of radio. We used to go into V-zones at midnight, and we would... Remember this year?
I don't remember doing readings. I didn't think I knew the cards then. I didn't think I knew the cards then. I didn't learn the cards till after that, I thought. But anyway,
we were there
I would do stand-up.
2 hours every night.
I used to do stand-up comedianship. I remember
that. No, he used to do, booty call readings.
Okay, if you say so.
And these women would say, but I love him. And he'd say, well, you want to know what he loves about you? and he would be very explicit. You know, he had quite a following.
Okay. I don't remember. I can either confirm or deny. I just don't remember.
I think sometimes a guy wants another guy to give him a reading because they can speak the same language, or a female wants to hear from a guy. So.
All right. Well, let's say goodbye to our blog talkers.
All right,
for
blog
folks
talkers.
That didn't get through, all we can say is it's better to be earlier than later.
Yeah, the earlier you come, the better.
I mean, we had 4 people on hold before the show started. That's
not
all.
In all situations, but.
Oh, yeah, she's talking about that. It's better to be early than late in the world of free readings. That's all I can say. And there's no, we can't say that you always have to be, but that's the best guarantee of the way to get a free reading is get on that freaking, get in the queue before the show even starts. The queue opens on Blog Talk Radio on all their shows. Not just us, 15 minutes, unless they have another show going on. If they don't have any other shows going on, you can get in 15 minutes for the show. Now, like tomorrow, it's News for the Soul. You can't call in 15 minutes early because she will be doing
another show.
So you will actually get through to that show. So unfortunately, on News for the Soul on Mondays, you have to wait till you hear her show end if you want to try to be first. Or you just call on the hour to be safe. That's when we officially go on is on the hour tomorrow. So, all right, Deb. Say goodbye. And matter of fact, since I said that,
adios. Yeah.
I think that shall be the one.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams.
Good night.
She'll be here tomorrow. She'll be here tomorrow, 1 hour earlier than normal, but it will be on News for the Soul. Just go to News for the Soul Radio, get info.